Thanks, everybody, for coming out. I'm Jeff Sweatman from WNRN 99.5. We are thrilled to be on FM now in Roanoke. We're worldwide at WNRN.org. We've got a brand new free WNRN app, so if you ever leave Roanoke, you can take us with you. And this Commonwealth Showcase, our first in Roanoke, here at the spot on Kirk, as Freedom First Down by Downtown is in full swing. Multi-day, multi-venue, just takeover of downtown with all kinds of great live music every which way you look and listen. We want to thank Blue Mountain Brewery, our in-studio sponsor for sessions on WNRN. And up first, we're going to bring you a Virginia artist, singer and songwriter. We're thrilled to have him here today. He's playing a little bit later as part of Down by Downtown. Everybody give a rousing round of applause for Dylan Dent.
Thank you. How's everybody doing? Cool. I'm going to start off with a song called Nothing Left to Say. It's probably one of the earliest songs I've written. And I just submitted it for NPR Tiny Desk, so I'm just trying to get it more play. But
I know that there's some help that comes from the stars in the sky. Service free, no purchase. And what's the purpose? Do I see you or me? I said my try trying to figure out what I wanna be. That's not to see you out of see. So put the screen down and check it out properly. There's no monopoly and all of the beauty inside the world. My head is in the clouds, the universe spins and twirls. I'm searching for the questions and contemplating the answers. Life after death, then what's the meaning of happiness? I know I'm looking back and my brain is moving too rapidly. If you don't get the picture, then try to ask me what's happening. I hope I find the answer and I put it in a song. So neither one of us will be confused for long. I'm gone.
All right, we're here with a Commonwealth Showcase in Roanoke on WNRN. I'm Jeff Swetman. That was Dylan Dent. I know your own music, the album versions of things are pretty produced, and you got a lot of elements going on, so we really appreciate you doing kind of the acoustic solo thing today.
Yeah. I usually travel and play solo, so I like to have a lot of fun whenever I do a studio recording and just like throw as many sounds as possible. I think it actually gives me value on both sides. Streaming is way different than what you'll hear probably in concert. So
gotcha. Okay. Is it right that you write, produce, mix, and master all your stuff?
Yep. It's all me. Mostly because of money. It's way cheaper that way.
Yes. Lower overhead. Well, tell folks about your journey. I think you and I are from the same home state of Illinois. Is that right?
Yeah. I was born here. Mom got remarried, so I moved out to Roanoke when I was about 6 years old. Pretty normal kid stuff. Didn't really think about doing music for a long time. It wasn't something I took seriously until I was about 22 years old. After graduating college and kind of taking a bit of a gap year and like not really getting into grad school and not really getting a job in my field, I also got in a car accident. And I was like, well, and I took this large pivot and kind of a big risk to do an art thing and just follow a more passionate life. So, and now I'm here, so that's cool.
Yeah, wow, that's an amazing journey. And so you've been doing music since about, is it 5 or 6 years now, or even longer than that, I guess?
Eight years of taking it real seriously and songwriting as a practice, and not a practice, but with the intention to like distribute to large groups of people.
Very cool. Well, I got a couple more questions for you, but let's get another song. Which one did you want to do next for us?
I think I'll do this song. It's a fun song about maybe changing your nature in the name of love. So the song is called Push It Back. What's the deal with all the silence? I can't confide in you anymore. And all my fear sounds like a siren. I wanna leave, but can't seem to walk out the door. 'Cause I don't care if it's in my nature. I'll push it back. I'll push it back. I don't care if it's in my nature. I'll push it back. I'll push it back for you. Check the recipe, you deserve the best of me. You're not my enemy, I'll give you my everything. Take it all, I'll define my destiny. We'll keep this bait until the day when we both rest in peace. So go our separate ways and maybe we can let it be. As long as you and me, try to turn the other cheek.
I can break the habit for you, baby, because I don't care if it's in my nature. I'll push it back. I'll push it back. I don't care if it's in my nature. I'll push it back. I'll push it back.
Dylan Dent on WNRN for our Commonwealth Showcase here in Roanoke at the Spot on Kirk.
Thanks.
And Dylan's going to be playing later today at Freedom First down by downtown, happening the past couple days, and it continues, I think, tomorrow even. Lots of venues, lots of music.
All weekend.
So did you stay local for college then, or did you go away and come back?
Semi-local. I went to Radford, so not too far. Again, because of money. They gave me a scholarship.
I see a theme here. So what was your major then? Did you work at all in music or production?
No. I have taught myself most of what I know about music in the past 8 years. I went to school for athletic training. My original plan was to be a physical therapist. And I still have a pretty large passion for helping people get healthy and do all that stuff. You need licensures and certifications and things. So I don't do it that much, but it's still a very large interest of mine.
Okay. How do your songs come together then? Is your process, you know, everybody, I'm sure songs can come in different ways, or do you kind of have a routine to it by now?
I'm one of those, I like to start with music and kind of like a feeling or an emotion. It depends. I also do a lot of rapping as well, so I'll start with just some sort of feeling, translate that into a sound, and then if it's more emotion-based, I guess, I end up writing like an acoustic guitar song, and then if I have like something to say that's serious, it usually ends up being some like a rap type of thing. But I'm trying to blend things more and more as I move along. So,
very cool. So have you built kind of your own studio space, or are you working with folks around here to produce? Or
I am trying to collaborate more as I move forward. But for the gist, I just used whatever I could. And then when the pandemic came and we got those nice little checks, I got a couple mics and, you know, an interface and stuff. So it's all pretty bare bones. I still use GarageBand for all of my recording and producing and mixing and stuff. So I have exactly what I need and not much more, but it gets the job done. So
yeah, for sure. Well, tell folks about your latest music. I think the most recent single I saw has fairly recently come out, and where everybody can find you on your website, your social media, all that good stuff, and upcoming gigs.
So, the most recent single is a collaboration with another guy, Sullivan Smith from the band Stray Lines, also in the Roanoke area. That's called My Imagination. It's on Bandcamp right now. It'll be available when CD Baby approves the thing. But and before that, all of the last two songs, the last song and the next song I'm going to play is off an album called Lubby Dubby, which is kind of a pop-based romance theme album. And then as far as upcoming shows, you know, I got today at Down by Downtown. Then on May 30th, I'm at Blind House Brewing. Find me there. And then you can find me all over social media at Dylan's Prism. Or hopefully I'm just searchable with first and last name, Dylan Dent. I think I might be that famous to where if you put my full name somewhere, you will find me.
Dylan Dent. All right. Congrats on everything so far. And
thanks.
Which song did you want to play us out with there today?
I think I'll end it a little bit soft. And this is going to be called Not a Love Song. Also off of my album Lovey Dovey. And it's basically about maybe feeling love, but not necessarily falling into it. Doesn't have to be unless it happens to happen naturally. I think I see a world where we collide. But if I saw your face 1,000 miles away, I wouldn't try to move all the time and space. I'll see you when I see you. It's enough. This is not a
love song. Oh, I think the word is too strong, and I'm looking for another as we speak. But maybe in the meantime I can buy a ringside VIP so I can cheer you on from my side of the screen. 'Cause if you're asking me, it doesn't have to be unless it happens to happen naturally. I think I see a world where we collide. But if I saw your face a thousand miles away, I wouldn't try to move all the time and space. I'll see you when I see you, it's enough. Maybe it's the timing, oh, what a nice silver lining from the storm cloud, raining on my parade. Or maybe they're illusions, or maybe I'm delusional, oh, maybe I'm desperate for this road. 'Cause if you're asking me, it doesn't have to be unless it happens to happen naturally. I think I see a world where we collide. And if I saw your face a thousand miles away, I wouldn't try to move all the time and space. I'll see you when I see you, it's enough. And if you think the song's about you, well, you're smart. Congratulations. There was never any clever rules, oh, 'cause I'm allergic to complications. If you think the song's about you, well, you're pretty smart. Congratulations. There was never any clever rules, oh, 'cause I'm allergic to complications. Congratulations. But if you're asking me, it doesn't have to be unless it happens to happen naturally. I think I see a world where we collide. And if I saw your face from a mile away, I wouldn't try to move all the time and space. I'll see you when I see you, it's enough. I'll see you when I see you, it's enough. I'll see you when I see you, it's enough. Thanks, guys.
That was Dylan Dent live at the Spot on Kirk in Roanoke. Our Commonwealth Showcase also featured Wim Tapley that day. We'll hear from him tomorrow. Same time, same station. For more on WNRN in-studio sessions, almost 30 years of archives, interviews, performances, pictures, and videos, WNRN.org.